You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A big win for West Brom at St Mary's, Derek, one that you predicted. And they've now won three of their last four in the league at the Hawthorns as well. They've been the punter's friend for a lot of the season, winning at big prices, Derek, West Brom. Hull, on the other hand, haven't. They got a 2-2 draw with Everton on Friday. That was a game, Derek, for me, they needed to get all 3 points ahead going into the last 10 minutes. If they're going to survive this season, that was one where it's 2 points dropped rather than a point gained there.
Yeah, they had Everton where they wanted them, really. They should have held on for that one. It's been the story of their season. I feel a little bit sorry for Hull. You know, they look as though they're going to go down, definitely. But if one or two little rubs of the green had gone their way, they could have been in a lot healthier position. And something is telling me here that, 7-2, almost 4-1, a Hull are worth a bet here. Probably my bookie. I don't mind backing West Brom in the big prices, but no, I'm sorry, I'm not having them at odds on. They're not that kind of team. That's my instinct. West Brom, odds on, oppose. And okay, it's all bottom of the league, but they're not a side that gets battered by anybody, are they, Hull? You know, they always give a decent account of themselves. And to be honest, if you give a decent account of yourselves at the Hawthorns, you're in with a chance of winning, because this is not a team of world beaters, West Brom. They're in good nick, yeah, admittedly. But as I say, I can't back in my odds on. They're not that good. So I'm going to go for Hull here to spring a surprise. I've just got a feeling that luck's going to turn their way.
No, I'm not having that, Tom. Are you? I'm not having that. Come on, I'm not having that.
I know people are kind of talking about Hull, you know, the valiant effort they've put. They've played all right. They've done well, but they're not going to score enough goals. I know they managed to get two against Everton, but away from home, they've not scored in their last five. They failed to score at Watford, Sunderland, Middlesbrough. Admittedly, Spurs is difficult, and at West Ham, you know, these are places where teams have been scoring goals, and that's ultimately the problem for them. Basically, if Robert Snodgrass doesn't get a free kick within 25 yards, I don't fancy Hull to score a goal. But then, strangely, I don't know why about this game, I think there might be goals in it. And that's mainly down to West Brom this season. You know, West Brom have been a team that you've looked at and you've thought, yeah, back them, or look at their games and think, unders, it's going to be tight. They might keep clean sheets against, you know, poorer sides. But, you know, this season at home, you know, the Manchester United and Man City defeats they've had at home, take them out of it. You know, 4-0 against Burnley, 3-1 against Watford, 3-1 against Swansea. They have, you know, I think with going forward that little bit better and maybe putting a little bit more onus on attack, they have left themselves a little bit more open defensively than maybe they would have been maybe last season. So I don't know. My problem is I look at Hull's goal scoring record and think, can I see them scoring a goal? Because I quite fancied a both teams to score and overs in this one, but I just can't see Hull City doing it. I know that they're doing all right, but it's still not right at that club. The fans still aren't on board with the owners. You know, the players, it was very interesting listening to the post-match interview on Friday night. Snodgrass was basically saying, you know, they're asked about the rest of the season, well, I'm contracted to the club. I mean, he did not talk passionately about playing for Hull City in any way, because they've triggered these contract extensions, and I don't think many of the players are too happy about it. But it's their own fault for negotiating them in the first place. So, look, as far as the game is concerned, I think West Brom win, but they are not a price that I want to be backing at 10-11. So everything I've said about Hull not scoring, I think they might find a back of the net, because I think West Brom will try now at home to score 2 and 3, and I think they have been doing it against poorer sides. So I'm going to back the West Brom and both teams to score at 17-5.
Hull, by the way, they have lost their last 7 Premier League away games, conceding 20 goals in that run. The last Premier League side to lose 8 in a row away from home were Newcastle. In April 2016, obviously, they were eventually relegated.
Acca 5 is William Hill's new Acca insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. Acca 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.